At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
2 Timothy chapter 3 talks about the last days. And I feel as though the theme of the chapter is captured in the first verse. Because the Bible says, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days." The Amplified translation says, "But understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come, difficult days that will be hard to bear." As you read through the chapter, several things become clear. In the last days, there is a total rejection of God in this world. Anything the Word of God stands for will be rejected. There will be a time when people will want to have their ears tickled. They will want a gospel that gives the blessing but doesn't require repentance. They want a gospel that preaches prosperity instead of sacrificial living. And there's a lot of this now. A lot of people prefer to have their ears tickled instead of receiving the pure gospel that will penetrate the heart and challenge every sinful behavior in your life. Now, to add to the corruption that will be in the world, 2 Timothy 3 tells us that there will be a total breakdown of society because people will be treacherous, rash, slanderous, brutal, disobedient to parents, abusive, and without self-control. No rules, no moral absolutes, no restraints of any kind. Everyone will do that which is right in their own eyes, and woe to the person who dares to question anyone else's lifestyle choices. Now, verse 5 says that people will have a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. This is the age of religious rebels. Men and women who have the outward appearance of godliness, but deep down in their hearts, they are filled with sin and deceit. Religious rebels will ask all of the right questions, but watch their actions, because they will follow all of the wrong answers. Religious rebels may go as far as quoting scripture, but their hearts will be far from God and even further from His Word. And so for the Christian who is listening, what are you to do? How will you survive the conditions described in 2 Timothy 3? Well, the chapter ends in verse 16 and 17 saying, "All scripture is God-breathed and is used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The truth of the Word of God can save you, forgive you, justify you, sanctify you, purify you, transform you, regenerate you, and one day it will take you all the way home to heaven for all eternity. Everything we need to know about life with God can be found in the pages of the Bible. If we had needed to know anything else.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
God would have told us. The Bible is complete as it stands, a finished product that will produce in us a new life, a godly life, a growing life, a fruitful life, a loving life, a Christ-like life, eternal life, the very life of God Himself.
Now, the Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 17, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles." Isn't that amazing that the Bible actually says that? The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. But it doesn't stop there. The Lord delivers them out of all their troubles. So what happens to the unrighteous when they cry out? Who hears them? Who delivers them out of all their troubles? From this passage of Scripture in Psalm 34, we should all be encouraged to pursue righteousness. Because when the day comes when it's your turn to cry out, if you have been pursuing righteousness, then the Lord will hear you and deliver you. God the Father has given His people the license to call upon Him when troubles of life come. Notice how I said His people, God's people, those who pursue righteousness. And it's not to say that you're perfect, but it's to say that your desire has nothing to do with the world and everything to do with Jesus Christ. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. There is a condition for you to be heard by God. That condition is righteousness. Are you a righteous man? Are you a righteous woman? And I mean righteousness according to the Word of God, not the self-righteousness which the Bible describes in Isaiah 64, verse 6, saying, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep us away." This is self-righteousness being described here. This is where you are righteous in your own eyes, not according to God's word, but according to the standards you've set. This isn't the type of righteousness we want or need. As believers, we ought to chase the type of righteousness that pleases God and rid ourselves from any trace of pride, arrogance, or self-righteousness. We are to chase after the righteousness of God that qualifies you and me to get God's attention. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. "For our sake He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." Don't miss how the Bible says, "in Him," so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. Are you in Christ? Are you in Him? I ask these questions because there are people who are so in distress and so bothered, saying, "Why does God never answer my prayers?" Well, once again, Psalms 34, verse 17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." And then 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, "For our sake He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." So we've established a criteria for God to hear your cry. It's righteousness. And we've discovered the source of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ. None of us can be righteous unless we are in Jesus Christ. Unless we are submitted to Him, we can never achieve righteousness. Unless we are in love with Jesus, unless we are sold out for Him, we can never achieve righteousness. Now, I'm going to say something that will really capture your attention, and this statement should really stir you up to seek the truth. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible reveals Jesus Christ. The Bible is a resource for every believer who seeks to know God. The Bible is what every believer should meditate on day and night because it brings faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. When someone takes God's Word and internalizes it, when they study it and follow it, it can transform your heart and destroy sinful patterns of thinking. With that being said, there are many who use the Bible for evil. They use it for monetary gain. They use it as a means of manipulation. And what often happens is that a lie is told with just a little bit of truth. The goal of Satan is to take harmful beliefs with just a little bit of truth and get people to believe in them. However, the true message of the gospel is that Jesus Christ saves, and it is this knowledge that leads to change and repentance. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1-4 says, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." Paul is writing to check in on his good friend Timothy as he pastors the church in Ephesus. Paul was more of a mentor and father figure to Timothy. He reminds Timothy to keep preaching the word of God. Despite his preaching, there will be people who do not want to hear the word, but only things that make them happy. In doing so, they will make up false gospels. The gospel of Jesus Christ never changes. The gospel teaches us that we are sinners who deserve the judgment of God. However, God made a way to save us from that judgment. He sent Jesus, who was perfect. Where we had sin in our life, Jesus had no sin. But despite being blameless and without sin, Jesus was put on the cross. The judgment that we deserve for our sin, Jesus took from God on the cross. He died, yet rose again 3 days later to show that he had power over sin, death, and Satan. Now, those who by grace through faith trust in Jesus will receive the reward of eternal life with God. When someone truly believes the message of the gospel, it should radically change your heart. Let's say you're planning on coming over to my house. You're running 15 minutes late, but finally come in through the front door. I ask you why you're late, and you tell me that a semi-truck was traveling at 80 miles an hour. You accidentally step in front of the semi, and it hits you square on. You were late because this semi-truck hit you. I would call you a liar. You would be dead if you were truly hit by a semi going at 80 miles an hour. It would have changed you. Now, God is much more powerful than a moving truck. If there is a genuine collision between you and Jesus Christ, then you will not be the same. It should change you. It will change you. The message of the gospel changes our hearts, which leads to a change in action. Satan will often push forward a false gospel with a hint of truth. It smells good, but lacks taste and substance. This type of gospel usually has no conviction of sin or change tied to it. One example of this false gospel is the gospel of beliefism. Beliefism teaches that if you simply just believe in God, you're good to go to heaven. There is never a need for people to see their sin or a call to change. There's a little bit of truth in this gospel. We are to believe that Jesus died for our sin. However, that belief should lead to a transformed life. It should lead to repentance. Many do not want to hear that, so instead of coming to the true gospel, they find a gospel that will tickle their ears. Another false gospel that Satan often pushes is the prosperity gospel. This gospel teaches us that if we accept Jesus into our life, that everything will go well for us. If we just believe hard enough, we'll get rich, never get sick, and live the life of our dreams. There's a bit of truth in that, in the sense that we will receive a blessing from God when we accept Jesus. However, that blessing is not physical, but spiritual. We get the very presence of God in our lives and will get to be with Him forever in heaven. When looking at Jesus, who was perfect, His life was nothing but hard. He was homeless, hated, and even killed. The gospel of Jesus Christ also promises us that suffering and persecution will come to those that follow Him. However, the preaching of the prosperity gospel tickles the ears of those who are listening. It does not call to heart transformation, but calls the hearer to a more appealing life. One last false gospel that tickles the ears is the gospel of moralism. This gospel teaches that all God wants is for us to be good people. There is some truth in that as well. God does call us to be good people. However, our goodness does not come from ourselves, but Christ. The gospel of moralism teaches us that to get God's favor, we must be good. The gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us that we get God's favor, which leads to a life changed by the Holy Spirit. In the gospel of moralism, there is no grace. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, grace leads to a changed heart. Now, it is human nature to not want to be told we need to change something about our life. We feel guilt and shame when we know that we're not good enough. That is why Satan uses false gospels. These false gospels often don't center around our own sinful nature needing to be changed, because there is no call to change. That's why people's itching ears are attracted to this kind of false doctrine. Now, the gospel of Jesus Christ tells us that there is none righteous on this earth and that sin in our hearts has polluted our life. However, God does not leave us there. He sent Jesus Christ to fix our sinful hearts and thus change our actions. But you see, Satan wants to deceive us so that we think we do not need change. Yet Jesus came to show us that we need change and that change comes through Him. So I encourage you to seek truth, the truth that is in God's Word, the truth that is Jesus Christ.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.